Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Do you want greater intimacy and to have a better sex life? Who doesn't, really? My guest today is Dr. Mohit Khera. He's a urologist and medical director of the Executive Health Program at Baylor and psychotherapist Mary Jo Rapini. Welcome to the show, both of you. Dr. Khera, I'm going to start with you as we hit the medical aspects first of greater intimacy, better sex life. What are some of the main reasons that men in particular, first, let's just start with men, have for not being very intimate or not being very sexual, and not necessarily talking about prostate cancer or any of those other things, but what might make some man not want to have sex or feel not very amorous?
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. And I want to just really talk about a concept called andropause or male menopause. And many don't realize that men start to lose 1% to 2% of their testosterone every single year, starting at roughly 30 years of age. And as that testosterone level starts to decline, say it's by 60, he feels identical to what a woman feels like at menopause, which is low energy, low libido, sexual dysfunction, increased fat, decreased muscle. So these hormonal changes in the body significantly contribute to significant declines in libido and erectile dysfunction.
Now, you mentioned androgen. There's products on the market, you know, that are all over the radio. And, oh, I started taking androgen, whatever, da-da-da-da, and my sex life has never been better, and my wife wants me to take it for the rest of my life. What about some of those products?
So you have to be monitored. In other words, in order to get treatment, you have to have a low testosterone value, which is a number that we use typically 300, and you have to have signs and symptoms. So if a patient truly is low and deficient in testosterone, which is quite likely as they get older, and they have symptoms of low energy and low libido, I find that many patients do significantly benefit from these types of treatments.
Wow, that's interesting to hear, because those commercials don't always sound like they're actual. They just sound a little bit fakey. So now let's talk about sort of the psychoanalysis part of it, Mary Jo. What do you think is going on in the couple's mind when the man doesn't feel that amorous or the woman constantly has a headache? In your general practice and opinion, is it more than likely attractiveness? You know, we don't find each other attractive anymore. Or is it something else that might be going on?
It's usually something else going on, but that's a great thing about Dr. Khera and I. We work together, so we address the medical part and the psychological part. And the number one libido killer I've actually seen with couples is conflict or leftover unresolved issues, or they made their life over the kids and the kids are gone. And then all of a sudden they're looking at each other thinking, why are we together? Like, we have nothing. So the book is really about restoring that intimacy, which automatically is going to lead to better sex, because both partners are more invested with sex. They're making time to schedule sex. They're spending more time together, so they start enjoying each other. And all those emotional things will really lead to better sex, because basically, if you're close to your partner and you're not able to have sex, then you're both going to go as a team to the doctor, because that closeness automatically makes you want to start loving your partner.
What do you think, Mary Jo, is the one most critical process to repairing that relationship, and if you find that situation going on?
I think if you start feeling awkward about sex, that you no longer feel connected, you start feeling lonely in your relationship, those are big red flags, and it's time to go to the doctor and get checked out. And many times, they don't have a psychologist they go to, but they do have a PCP or a health provider. Go to that person. And basically, the book has in the back a form you can fill out. So if you feel bad about sex or embarrassed, you take the form in, and you basically say, yeah, my relationship isn't good, and this is kind of what I'm feeling is going on with my body. And then basically from there, the doctor should be able to make referrals and help you get what you need to restore your enthusiasm and your sex so that you want a relationship. You know, in this world, they don't claim their sexuality, and that is a huge problem. They've always had sex for their partner. They've been conditioned to think the man needs sex. They need intimacy. Women's bodies need sex, too. Women's bodies are healthier when they're enjoying sex.
Hear, hear. And the book is called Recoupling, A Couple's Four-Step Guide to Greater Intimacy and Better Sex. Dr. Kara, when we think of high blood pressure, stress levels, we have so much of it, and it can turn both people in the couple off. Men are on blood pressure medication or alcohol, which we tend to think helps in the bedroom, but doesn't necessarily. What do you recommend? Are there any products that you like to recommend that can help with some of these things?
Sure. So I think that I tell my patients there are the four pillars. The four pillars are diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction. Each one of those independently can significantly improve sexual function and actually, quite honestly, other aspects of your life. And so if you do all four of them, they're actually very synergistic. I also believe that, in terms of diet, I do think there's certain nutraceuticals that are very helpful. I think that using amino acids such as arginine, carnitine, citrulline, these are amino acids, do help increase blood flow to the genitalia, to the heart. There are some companies that have put them all in one pill, such as Strong Vivo, which is very effective. But I really focus heavily on the four pillars.
That's great information. It really is. Now, Mary Jo, tell us what you want couples to do. If they're going to read this book, if they're going to go see the doctor, if their sex life is not good, what about communication? Do you tell the person, I just don't want to have sex with you? Or do you say, I want to have sex with you, but for some reason this isn't working out? What is the communication end of this all?
The best thing to do is decide together that you want the relationship. When you want the relationship, then basically it's not my needs or your needs. It's about doing what's best for the relationship. What's best for any relationship is good communication and intimacy. So you start out doing things like more touching. You schedule sex once a week, and that doesn't have to mean intercourse. That can mean a great dinner holding hands. That's a form of lovemaking. Many couples do have trouble as they get older if they're a little bit hesitant about going to the doctor. They'll be more likely to go to the doctor if they feel like their partner likes them. And for you ladies and guys, but this mostly happens to women, aging, the way a woman ages and her body image affect her libido. Get a trainer or start going to the Y. Get really committed to taking care of you. Make it about your needs. And when you satisfy your needs, you're going to feel better about yourself. Sex will likely evolve from that.
Dr. Kara, how do you like people to approach you when they have questions about this? It's certainly more difficult for men to discuss these things and erectile dysfunction and lack of libido. And women, of course, we're willing to talk about stuff a lot more because we're used to going to the gynecologist and doing all of these things. What do you want to tell men about approaching you with this kind of information?
You bring up a really good point. You have to realize that 77% of men who have erectile dysfunction do not seek treatment. And the most common reasons are embarrassment, number one, and also the belief that not many good treatments are available. And I also think the onus is on the physician as well to question the patient and ask the patient, do you have problems obtaining an erection? Do you have problems maintaining an erection? But many physicians are sometimes pressed for time, and ED tends to be at the bottom of the list on the questions they ask. So I ask the patients, they should initiate the conversation, and they should take either a straightforward approach, which I think is the best, and explain to the physician, I have difficulty in obtaining an erection. It's just very straightforward. And again, there are many treatment options out there. It's just you have to ask, otherwise you'll never get the treatment.
And that is great advice. The book is called Recoupling, A Couple's Four-Step Guide to Greater Intimacy and Better Sex. It's definitely something we all need to look at. And if you have questions, go to your doctor. There's even a form in the back of this book that you can take with you to the doctor. So communication is certainly key. This is Melanie Cole. If you missed any of our great information, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Thanks so much for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.